The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, friends. It's Joe Piscopo, live from the studios of AM 970, The Answer, in the city of New York. It is All Saints Day today. We want you to not forget to stop by church, to pray to Mary, to pray to Joseph, to pray to Anthony, to pray to the saints within the Catholic Church. May you praise Jesus. May you praise the Lord.
Hey, you know what? I believe everything I just said, but it's great to irritate people, isn't it, though? Irritate people. Agnostics and atheists, anti-Christians, anti-Semites. You know, I loved. Oh, I just, you know me. I'm just like them driving home.
Good morning, friends. May you praise our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Joe Piscopo in the morning. Thank you, Big Al. It is All Saints Day. I am a diehard Catholic. I'm an Italian Catholic. I ain't going anywhere. I double down. All the problems. Oh, my gosh. All the problems within the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church this, Catholic Church that. The Catholic charities within the Catholic Church, they do more for inner city and stressed areas than anybody else on the planet, including the United States government. So I'm a proud Catholic. I make no excuse for it. And yes, I'm going to church today to pay tribute to the saints. And it's All Souls Day tomorrow. So we want. And now, who is your favorite saint? Who's the favorite saint? Come on, let's really irritate people. Talk about religion.
Albert is my favorite saint.
Saint Albert, yeah. Well, that's a good one. Saint Aloysius,
yes.
I think is it.
Saint Albert.
St. Albert, yeah. St. Francis, of course, or Frank. But Frank, your name's not Francis. I keep saying it's Frank, right?
Frank on my birth certificate. Yes.
Saint Francis of Sinatra, of course. We got that one. You know,
but remember, Frank has a middle initial, even though he doesn't have a middle name. Remember, he had that whole story about how he had to put a middle initial in his driver's license.
Right? Even so Albert's not really his middle name. And Francis Albert, that's not his middle name.
No, not Sinatra. Frank Morano.
Frank Morano.
That's right.
No, that's right. That's right. What was the initial you put in there, Frank?
Well, I didn't put it in. I mean, it's P on my driver's license and everything.
Tell him it's Piscopo.
Exactly. I will.
We're related somehow. So then, and then Anthony's a good saint. I like going to St. Malachy Church, and it's right there on 49th Street across from the Eugene O'Neill Theater where I did Grease all those years ago. And then we would go over and you would pray to St. Malachy's. I mean, Chris Farley, the late, great Chris Farley, used to go to that church. There's All Saints for Entertainers. I told you this before. It is wild. And I talk to my Catholic friends now. So I was going to say forgive me, but, you know, we're always so dissed. They're always so disrespected. It's nice to be able to at least talk amongst ourselves for a bit there. But they have St. Genesius, St. Vitus. St. Vitus is apparently the patron saint of dancers and what? Comedians. Did you know that? St. Vitus. Blessed Dina, St. Cecilia for music. Am I leaving somebody out? I mean, I'm telling you, St. Blaise protects your throat. You know that. So we believe in that. And I believe in that. Those are just like, see, I wish Washington would take a hint from God. Because if God's going to have, and Jesus, they're going to have saints as kind of like disciples of the Lord. See, that's what the saints are. They're like representatives of the Lord, but they believe and they do everything that the Lord would want them to do. When we send representatives down to Washington and they're just supposed to represent us. Nothing happens. They end up in trying to impeach people. It's ridiculous, you know? Let's look to the saints. But don't forget, you're going to check your man. It's a holy day of obligation. Is it? Someone will know. The boys in the studio will not know.
No, absolutely. But, All Saints Day is always a holy day of obligation. Even I know that. Yeah.
I don't know that. I don't know that it
yeah,
is.
It is.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll be going to church to pay tribute to St. Joseph. My Santo Pacellano, my patron saint is St. Joseph. And Al, what do you think? Can you get to church today, Big Al? Come on.
No, of course I won't be going to church today.
St. Albert, you got to pray.
I will continue my unbroken streak of not going to church on any Saints Day or any other day for that matter, unless it's a wedding.
It's a record. It's a record, right? Yeah. Let me ask you this, though, Big Al. Yeah. So you don't have Jack do, and I know if I get too personal, just stop me. But first of all,
when has that ever stopped you? Come on, I mean, really, let's be fair. Come on.
I mean, did I just say that?
Yeah,
did I just say
you
that?
Did. If I get too personal, right? Okay. How long have we been doing this show? Hello, this thing on. What?
Go ahead.
What's your question?
I live for getting too personal.
You
don't
do.
I? Yeah.
You do.
So, did Jack have a first Holy Communion? Can I?
No, he's not even been baptized. According to my mother, he's going to limbo if he dies.
Limbo?
Yeah.
What do you mean
you haven't baptized him? If he dies, he goes to limbo. I said, have you been to limbo? I don't understand. How does that work?
Well, it's never too late.
What ringing is going off? I'm hearing a ringing, like a ding, ding, ding somewhere.
I'm not hearing
that. That's my phone that I can't. No. It's my Apple Watch. It's an Apple Watch that I can't, and I go to haptics, I go to sound, and I turn it off, and it keeps coming on. And thank you for bringing that up, because let me just go there for a second.
Sure.
Apple is turning into the worst American company anywhere ever. Comcast right behind them. All the people we rely on, it just doesn't work.
Name some other products in your home that you don't like.
No, listen to me. I live with these products, and they don't work. Apple, no, am I right or wrong? The new operating system.
I don't have an Apple phone, so
I know.
There you go.
Keep telling me. I gotta.
Come
I
to the dark side.
Go to Microsoft or something, because the new operating system on Apple phones is a joke. And I really honestly believe they're out in Cappuccino, wherever they are.
Cupertino.
Espresso.
Cupertino. Yeah.
Espresso, California. Yeah. Wherever they are.
They're all hyped up. Hey, hi. All right, come on in. Come on down.
Listen. They say, it's like a joke. It's like candid camera. Remember Alan Fun? We thought it would be funny if we put in all kinds of bad things in the Apple operating system. It's like, this. It doesn't work.
They don't talk like that in Espresso, California. It's a little faster.
But
no, my son is not, to get back to your original question, my son is not baptized or communed or confirmed.
Jesus is not happy about that, Al.
I have to take it up with him, not me.
Jesus is just not happy.
It's hypocritical of me to get my son baptized and communed and confirmed when I'm not a practicing Catholic and I don't go to church.
No,
I've had many
that's
people.
That's you.
No, but that's me. So I should not subject my child to a religion that he's simply not going to follow. Now, if he finds religion in his life at some point during his life, whatever religion that it may be, good for him. If he finds solace in it and comfort, then good for him. Like I say to you, Joe, I never question your faith. Seriously, I don't ever question your faith. And people say to me, does Joe really go to church all the time? He's always wrong. I said, this guy's got an app on his phone to find out where the quickest mass is so he can get in and get out. I mean, that's how dedicated you are to church.
Lord,
and honestly, I mean this from the bottom of my heart, I think that's wonderful. I think that's great. That you find comfort and solace, and that the church helps you, and it helps my mom, and it helps, you know, thousands of other people. It's not for me. And so I'm not going to force my child to be a part of a religion his own parents don't practice.
Yeah, interesting point of conversation. 877-970-2999.
I didn't get angry about it. I wasn't yelling at you.
No, you're up. I don't really have an answer for you. 877-970-2999. If you don't believe, and then that goes on to your child, and then but if Jack wanted to go to church, you're not going to stop him.
No, of course not. He's independent enough to make his own decisions. He made his own decision to walk for 2 hours yesterday to some girl's house to get candy. God bless him. You know. Good for him. Got a little cardio in. Nothing wrong with that.
Well, anyway, it is All Saints Day, and we're going to go All Souls Day tomorrow now. So we always have a day for everything as Catholics.
You're going to be in church all weekend, I mean, at this rate.
Yeah, no, listen, I will be at the Rockville Center. If you're on Long Island, we want to see you out there. People are tweeting me, thank you so much. It's at the Madison Theater at Molloy College, and it's beautiful. It's supposed to be a spectacular theater. I'm looking forward to it. Right in Rockville Center, and you could if you just check out Madison Theater, Rockville Center, Long Island. Again, no, come out to the show, and there may be a ticket or so left. We're just having a great time. We're gonna have John Colyani's gonna be there, and I'm looking forward to it. Then I'm doing Neil Cavuto. Unless something changes, when the big news breaks, then you get bumped. But
today you're doing Neil.
I was supposed to do Bill Hemmer today. I couldn't get into the city quick enough. You know, I couldn't get over to Midtown quick enough. Then tomorrow I'll do Neil in the morning.
He's got a big audience on Saturdays.
Well, you know what? That's the thing. You can't, when Neil calls, it's always with respect. And whether I got a show. That's what I would have done in the old days. Well, I can. I've got a show. I've got sound check. So I check sound check. We're okay. I'm going to go do Neil's show in the morning, say hi, have some fun with Neil, and then head on out to Long Island for sound check that way. Because Neil does, he's got like a few million people watching him every Saturday.
Maybe Neil
morning.
Will do a Marshmallow World with you. You guys can do it. Yeah, a little practice run, you know.
It's a marshmallow. Yeah. Do I do it like, I guess, yeah, listen, we'll have fun with it.
A cappella. Why not?
I just didn't know that Eric sang. Did you know that, Frank? That Eric sang?
I don't think he does. He may think he does, but I don't think he does. He also thinks he's a comedian. I mean,
oh, wow. Wow, that's very harsh today, Frank.
No, I'm not.
I'm just trying to keep.
How many people have ever paid a ticket to see Eric sing anywhere? No, I mean,
wow.
No, I'm not. What are you saying?
All right, happy Friday.
No, I'm not a singer either. Nobody's paid to see me sing. Eric's not a singer.
I pay to see you sing.
No, well, you're the one. But I'm saying,
right.
Joe is a real singer. People pay every week for him to perform musically. Eric's not a singer. It's silly. It's absurd.
Frank is harsh today, boy.
No, I'm not. It's not harsh.
Well, wait a minute. While we're on talking, honestly, I should back out of this gig, you think? Thank you.
It's not a gig. Gig implies you're getting paid.
That's the fair. Well, again, Kit, it's fair point.
You're doing volunteer work.
Volunteer work.
No, it is. Look, I like Eric.
It's so true.
I like Eric.
Do you? Yeah, you would.
I do.
You never know by listening to the last 2 minutes.
I've read. You know, I read two of his books and
not the children's books that don't count.
Well, no, I've read those. So more than that, if you include the children's book, I think, Eric, I like Eric, but I can understand why so many people in our business don't. Let me say.
Gee whiz! Wow. Now. Yeah, it's all good. It's going to be great. This is it's on TBN and it's going to be aired sometime on TBN, and I'll be
doing quite a plug show. You're giving it
really. We didn't really want to get personal today, but my goodness.
All right. It is Friday.
Oh, yes, it is. Anything can happen.
Do you see the difference in enthusiasm between the Cavuto plug and the Metaxas plug?
I get that.
I'll be on tomorrow morning on the Fox News Channel on Cavuto.
Send your DVRs.
Yeah. And then I'll be on TBN sometime.
Sometime. Tuesday.
No, I don't think it's Tuesday. He tapes it on Tuesday.
I gave church a bigger plug.
Exactly.
It's true.
There may be a 12 noon mass, man, because that's the only one I'm going
to. But you know, if you go and do Eric's show, you're going to end up getting committed to the three or four other things. You know, he's going to say, you know, it would be great if we could do this every year. You know, it would be great if, you know.
I'm going to bring Big Mike with me.
Exactly.
Talk to Big Mike. Sorry, that cannot happen right now. Sorry. So listen, the House. Hey, we got to go to the news for a second. Why?
We do. Why bother? Almost out of time here. I mean, why start
the House impeachment process gains momentum with the passage of the Dem resolution. I am so speech. I'm talking about being speechless. I look at this. I look what unfolds. I look how the press. I look how the television networks stop everything. They stop everything. And you know they do. They stop everything, and then they go live to this. Now you know what we got to go through now. The hearings. They're going to bring people in, and we got to watch. Barney Fife, Adam Schiff over there. We got to watch him do the House. We're going to do hearings before the House, and we're going to watch it, and they're going to play it over and over again. It has nothing. nothing to do with any. And there's no way that the president's going to be impeached. No way. This is a distraction because they're failing at in their nomination for a Democratic candidate to run against Donald Trump. And right here, I'm reading the possible impeachment of President Trump is gaining momentum in the House. Do you see what I'm saying? This is the way they couch everything now. It's not the possible impeachment. It's no impeachment. It's just a resolution to start it. And they want to go and they want to they've been wanting to impeach the president since day one. Since day one. And Nancy Pelosi has the gall, the nerve to put an American flag next to her yesterday. Did you see that? Did you American flag like, oh, this is my duty? No, it's not. Your duty is to go back to your district and help the homeless, for God's sake. Madam Pelosi, Madam Speaker, you go back to California. California's burning. Get back. Adam Schiff, go back to. How can they possibly go on camera and talk about this witch hunt after the failure of the Mueller probe? After I want every news outlet to play Adam Schiff saying Donald Trump is a Russian asset. I want every news to put that in regards to the Russian probe. And then I want them to show California burning. Then I want them to show how people can't afford to live in California and are leaving in droves. And then I want them to show the homeless in the streets with all the I don't even want to get graphic this early in the morning. The horror of the homeless, these poor people living in the street in California, in San Francisco, and Nancy Pelosi is standing up with an American flag next to her. What an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment. Don't get me started. Joe on the radio. We'll get through it. We're not buying it. I'm not buying the rhetoric, and I refuse to insult your intelligence to buy the rhetoric. It's all a ruse, and it'll go nowhere. Joe on the radio. Debbie's looking out for you at 7:20 in the morning right here on AM 970 The Answer. Debbie Duhaime, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. Yeah, everything with California, it's amazing how they're just putting that in the, you know, like as a behind, you know, a story that they're not really paying attention to. And it's
don't
devastating.
Even,
devastating
they don't,
what's going
they
on.
They just
there.
Don't care how you can represent a district or and then just go not even mention it. And then the press
right.
doesn't call them out on it. No one goes, Ms. Pelosi, what about the homeless all in your area? It's an epidemic. What are mm-hmm. you going to do? Gavin mm-hmm. Newsom doesn't know how to handle that state. He doesn't know what he's doing. And they just don't address it, Deb. It's scary. I said,
yeah.
But you know it. I know it. And you listening, you know it. And that's where when you vote, boy, you got to just tell your friends, do not let the House be taken back by the Democrats again. Not again, because this is what's going to happen. Anyway, Deb, it's Friday. We'll get through mm-hmm. it. 7:20. You going to church? What mass are you going to today, Deb? What do you think?
It'll probably be at 7 o'clock or something because I'm working
tonight,
all
yeah.
day. Yeah, I'm working
God
all day.
You.
So it'll be probably later on today. Oh, by the way, Bernadette and Guy, they were on the... you know, the trip to Italy with us. I believe they're going to your show this weekend.
Oh,
because they're from the island. Yeah, Bernadette
they,
and Guy.
Did they
really
do the
nice
video?
Couple. Yes.
Were they?
Yes.
That,
yes.
They were so great. Thank you. Bernadette and Guy, they had the video, videoed everything.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
That's
yeah,
Guy.
Great
okay.
couple. Great couple. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure they're going to be at your show because they were mentioning that.
Rockville
so,
Center,
cool.
They're front and center. You're right. And I'll give them a big shout out from the stage. Thank you, Debbie. You're unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Debbie Duhaime looking out for you, 7:22 on AM 970, The Answer. Love you, Debbie.
I love you too, Joe. And on this All Saints Day, remember, alternate side parking rules are suspended. Meter rules in effect, though, so don't forget to pay the meter. Let's go in down to the GWB. That's 30 minutes in. Lincoln 20, Holland 20. It's kind of busy over on the eastbound BQE getting up toward Atlantic Avenue. An accident still blocking a lane. Deegan has been horrible all morning northbound, getting up through 149th. Serious accident. Two lanes remain blocked over there. We're still seeing slowdowns on the Northern State West at Roslyn Road with an accident as well. Sponsored by Panera Bread. At Panera, get breakfast that's fast, not fast food. Try a new Chipotle chicken scrambled egg and avocado breakfast wrap and pair it with a premium, freshly ground, freshly brewed coffee all ready to go with a push of a button. Panera, food as it should be. Sunny today, high of 53. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Eric Metaxas supports our president.
People have become so angry that they can no longer see things logically. They're saying horrible things. They're saying everybody who voted for him is a racist. This is despicable. There are good people all over this country. Just because there's a couple of maniacs doesn't change the fact that America voted for this man. This president overcame his own party going against him.
The Eric Metaxas Show. Weeknights on AM 970. the answer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
We'll get a better idea today of how the General Motors strike impacted the job market. The Labor Department releases the October employment report today. It's believed employers created 75,000 new jobs and the unemployment rate rose to 3.6%. The union representing flight attendants at American Airlines is expressing serious concerns about the Boeing 737 MAX plane and the FAA's ability to recertify it for flight. The plane was grounded in March following two fatal crashes. Lori Bassani, president of the Association of Professional Flight Attendants, wrote to Boeing saying her members will refuse to walk onto a plane that may not be safe. The Dow dropped 140 yesterday. The Nasdaq was down 11 and the S&P dropped 9 points. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head, just over $30,000. That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask like two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. Optima Tax Relief. They're the best in the business.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-410-6744. 800-410-6744.
Optima Tax Relief.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul about New York's Workplace Development Initiative. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Football can be a game of numbers, down and distance, yards gained, points scored. But it's the things that can't be measured that matter most. Effort, intensity, heart.
Touchdown.
Count on us to give it all we've got right here.
This is Rich DeMarco. Tune in this Saturday at 3 as the Black Knights travel to Colorado to face off against Service Academy rival Air Force on our sister station, AM 570, 102.3 FM. The Mission.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio. You know, with all the craziness going on, you like to have a laugh. So I would suggest that you get the book, Why People Don't Like You by John Brabnick. This is a great book. He's the funniest lawyer in New Jersey. He's a great guy. John's a great guy. Very funny, too. Very honestly funny and a great stand-up. And he's got this book called Why People Don't Like You. So when you open it up, you can go through and you can see the rules. You can see things that you and I do that, you know, you just maybe shouldn't be doing. And this is like a good lesson, you know, like this is rule 166 in John Brabnick's book, Why People Don't Like You. It's great. This is great for a party, by the way, or a cocktail party. Some. If you ask a question, let the person finish their answer. Now you don't realize that. If I did one more time, and I was with somebody recently, every time he would ask you something, you'd say it, and then they would tell you about themselves. They would interrupt you and not let you finish. So really, don't give me a guided tour of your house like it's a museum. How many people? This is the bedroom. You know, my in-laws come in. They stay here. We don't care. We really don't care, you know? This is great. This is rule number 169. Don't grab me from behind or slap me on the back and don't punch me in the arm. Don't you hate that? Don't you hate when people, they kind of hug you in the back and then when you turn around, you still don't recognize them? And they go, huh? Hey, like that. Please don't do that. Say hi, say your name, introduce yourself, put your hand out, I'll shake your hand. This is called Why People Don't Like You. You're going to love it from the funniest cat, one of the funniest cats in New Jersey, lawyer or otherwise, and a good guy, John Brabnick. You can check out Why People Don't Like You by John Brabnick on Amazon today.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Oh, love this song. We got it. I tell you, wait, where's James Rosen when you need him? I love this. The Beatles. Remember playing your guitar and learning this riff? I know you do, right? You were so happy. How happy? Hey, Dr. Ed Romano is a premier cosmetic dentist. Good. This is a good guy. This is a great guy. We are going to the Army game together with Dr. Romano, and he's checking in with us this morning. Dr. Ed, welcome back to the show, man. How you doing this morning?
I'm great, Joe. How are you this morning?
So well, thank you for being the first person to buy tickets to the Army game with me and Al. No, come on. This is great. Mary goes, Dr. Ed's going. I go, are you kidding me? This is a great guy.
This could be a lot of fun.
And I have a cavity. Can you fix it while we're up there, do you think? No, I'm only kidding.
Sure.
I'm only kidding. Me and Al in the chair. Doc, can you look in my mouth just for a second? This is great. And you're taking your lovely wife. I love it. Ed, you know what I love about you, man? And we had such a great dinner. And when I read your ads, and we appreciate you checking in this morning. Dr. Ed, by the way, Dr. Ed Romano, Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey. You have a great presence about you. You and people come in, and they must have. Well, you got to tell us when people come in. There's such fear in our eyes when we go to a dentist. And no, you have such a nice way to dismantle all of that. Do you see that a lot of people are scared just going to the dentist, right?
Oh, sure. Really, most people have this anxiety for whatever reason, growing up or whatever, and they come in. So it's our job to just put them at ease. So we bring them in. I usually sit down with them in a private setting first, get to know them. They get to know me and try to put them at ease before we even bring them back into the chair so they feel more comfortable.
Yeah, and I tell you, and Dr. Romano's he's a great guy. He's a bear of a guy. Just comes in, makes you feel comfortable like that. Hey, Dr. Ed, so I got to ask you this though, and this is me talking because I'm so curious about all this. Is the cosmetic, the whole cosmetic dentistry that everybody's doing now? Those implants are done so easily now. I mean, I had them done, and then the veneers, but you were at the cusp of all of this. What, almost 20 years ago now? Is that right?
Oh gosh, yeah. Quite a few years ago, 20 plus years ago, yes, we started getting involved in it when it was just beginning, when it really wasn't all so popular, and it was quite a time in dentistry. It was a real revolution to be able to bring people a happy reason to go to the dentist, people actually thanking us for making them look good and feeling good about themselves when they're finished with the treatment.
And there's really, I'll tell you, I speak for myself, I had no pain. I use local anesthetic. Do people prefer local anesthetic over just knocking them out with the laughing gas or whatever you use?
Huh? It really depends on the patient. I would tell you that probably 85 to 90% of our patients are like you, that we use local anesthetic. And then for the patients that are more, you know, anxious, we have sedation techniques. We have all the way up to bringing in an anesthesiologist if they need that. So, but I would say about 85%, Joe, are like you, just regular local anesthesia, just fine. The techniques that we do today are much quicker than in the past and much more comfortable.
Yeah, well, Ed, I'll tell you, we appreciate you checking in. Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey. And again, what's the best place to get in touch with you, Dr. Ed, if people are just thinking about it for a consultation with you, sir?
They would just call the office at 973-285-5480, right in Morristown, New Jersey.
All right. Oh, I love it. Morristown. It's like I was there yesterday. I went to you got to go there, Ed. It's called the Chambers Center for Well-Being. And you go in, and you're like I am. You're kind of like going 24/7, right? You don't stop. Yeah. I know you. Right? You got to check this out. I had cryotherapy. I was in a sauna. Dr. Ed, I had acupuncture. How am I doing? Come on.
You're doing great, Joe, and I'll tell you what, that cryotherapy, I know the place, and that's quite a thing, so that's great. I'm glad you're there.
We'll go there. Morristown, New Jersey, Aesthetic Smiles in New Jersey, Dr. Ed Romano. Ed, I'll see you at the ball game, man. We're going to have some fun next week, brother.
We will. I'll see you then. Take care, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Ed. A good guy, man. I tell you, I love when I talk to you. So You know, you're part of the family when you listen to the show. And then when we have folks that come on, they want to advertise on the show. And then they become friends and they become family. Now we're going to ball games together. That's the way it is here on this program, you know, on this radio station. So this is a great guy. Good guy. Great guy. And he was at the cusp of all of that. So it's Dr. Ed Romano. We appreciate him jumping on with us on the radio. 7:33 with Joe on the radio. You know what I'm going to do? I want to take a break because we're going to go to Al with the news. But I have to go to my app. Al is right. I have an app. And the app is Mass Times. And I know. I'm like such a diehard Italian Catholic.
Guilt. What I mean about being dedicated to your religion?
I am.
Who else has an app on their phone? I want to know the religious people that are out there. They should call in and tell us about what app they have on their phone to remind them of a mass. I know you and Debbie have it. I wonder if anybody else does.
I know. Here it is. I go and then check it in, and I'll go to a local church. Whoever has a noon mass, I will go there, and I will call, and I will say, yeah, here it is. There's St. Anne, St. Joseph, Immaculate Conception, St. Catherine of Siena, St. John Neumann. Oh, I got a whole litany. And then yes, one of these days, I'm going to go to Clark, New Jersey, and Al and I are going to the 7 o'clock evening mass on a Sunday.
Keep saying that. There's another guy who has an app. Speaking of churches and parking lots, you know how a lot of times the parking lots are not used in church parking lots because it's not a religious day. It's not a Sunday or a Saturday or whatever.
Yep.
There's a guy in Cranford. I got to get the guy's name. He created an app. He used to be in the Army. Created an app that actually sells the parking spaces so that the church can sell those spaces on days when they're not in session so they make some money.
That's actually a great idea.
It's a great idea.
For town. And St. Michael's over at Cranford is a great church. Yeah, that's great. By the way, before we break, Frankie Five Boroughs, I have a postcard in my hand from Aruba, as you can see right there.
It finally arrived. Yeah. Wonderful.
Joe, we're having a great time in Aruba. I hope things are going well on the show. Thank you so much for the incredible role you played at our wedding. Love, Rachel. Thank you, Rachel. This is great. And I don't know the last time I got a postcard, Frankie Fibro.
Yeah, I'm disappointed in the Aruban post office that it took almost like three or four weeks to deliver all these postcards, but it did indeed. So
they got here. It got here.
I assume they're getting a denunciation this week.
No. Look, it got there, as Joe said. Yeah. So
is that the picture of a Gila monster? Gila monster?
Well, again, it's been a while since I purchased those postcards, but I
good thing if you needed to rush something from Aruba, it'd get there on time.
But were they Gila monsters?
Guillotine?
In Aruba?
What?
There's lizards all over Aruba.
That lizard that bites you and then watches you die because
No, they were pretty friendly.
That's a honeymoon.
That's a horrible honeymoon. What are you talking about?
No, but there's lizards all over Aruba. I don't know which specific
you and watches freaked you die.
Yes.
I mean, really?
Am I right? Is that what the Gila does? It does bites you and then just kind of.
I'm not a reptile
waits.
Expert. I wouldn't know. Why don't we get one on? Let's get a reptile expert on.
Okay, we'll do that next. Hey, 7:30. Oh, God, look at the time. 7:36, yeah.
Hey, Doc, how do you feel about Marshmallow World and reptiles that bite and watch you die?
That's what you learned this morning on the show. Hey, Piscopo of the Morning. Big Al does have the news just for yous right here on AM 970 The Answer. Take it away, Al.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
47 degrees at 7:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Senator Bob Menendez, Governor Murphy will be in Bergen County today to discuss the start of open enrollment for next year's health coverage. Menendez and Murphy will be in Paramus after 10:30 this morning to offer remarks during the groundbreaking for the New Valley Hospital on East Ridgewood Avenue. The governor said yesterday that the Garden State is committed to protecting access to quality health care and reducing costs and for residents to go online to find the right plan. Health coverage is required in New Jersey. The enrollment period remains open until December 15th. A Brooklyn state lawmaker says it's time to give people behind bars the right to vote. State Senator Kevin Parker has introduced a new bill that would allow prisoners to register and cast a ballot while serving out their sentence. Parker says if an incarcerated individual can be counted as a whole person in the census, then their vote should be counted too. The bill says an inmate's vote would count in the district they lived in before serving time. New York presently has 45,000 inmates in state facilities and just over 19,000 in local jails. In sports, Thursday night football, it was the 49ers over the Cardinals, 28-25. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Thanks, Al. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for All Saints Day. Metered parking rules that affect LIRR, a 15-minute delay system-wide because of last night's severe weather. Downtown A and D trains running with delays with some ongoing signal problems. Morris and Essex Line of New Jersey Transit, a 30-minute delay. New Canaan Line of Metro North fully suspended with ongoing power issues there. Inbound GWB, that's 25 minutes in. Lincoln Tunnel 20, Holland about 20 from both approaches. Expect delays this morning as you take a ride over to 3 eastbound as you get out toward Route 17. Slowdowns on 206, a down tree as you get up toward Dukes Parkway, getting up through that Hillsboro area. And we're still seeing delays this morning on the northbound Deegan at 149th with an accident cleared. Eastbound BQE at Atlantic Ave, a collision there. Sunny today, high of 53. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors can recommend tailored security solutions like servers, storage, networking. Plus, right now, get 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. To speak to a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor today, call 877-BY-DELL. That's 877-BY-DELL.
How does this sound? Strolling
it's
the streets.
It's not too distracting.
Who are you calling?
Billy!
I'm calling the church. They're not answering. They're not answering the church. I'm trying to find out when my mass is. Hey, we had the best time in Italy. The best time. And really, we're getting right back into it now. That's why we're getting silly. We just had a great time. And when you think about, we were in Florence, Firenze. What a historic city. Everybody went to see the iconic statue of David, right? And imagine yourself in a romantic gondola like Debbie Duhaime was, being serenaded by Sergio, her gondolier. You know, everybody, it was spectacular. Venice, like you've never seen. St. Mark, the Basilica of St. Mark in Venice. When I tell you to die for. And then when I went to Il Duomo in Florence, I just did that morning trip before we went to Tuscany. And I stopped in front. I jumped on the phone with Kevin McCullough, who was kind enough to sit in with us for us in the morning. And I was stunned. I mean, it just takes you back. Just the artistry, the mystery of it, you know, the magnificence of all of Italy. And when we went to the vineyard in Tuscany, the Torchiana of vineyard, oh, we just had such a great time. You have to go. You have to check it out, okay? Perillo Tours. Perillo Tours did everything. And I'll tell you this. Then I'm going to move on. And I have a lot to tell you here. They have copy in front of me, what you can do. I'm going to just say call 888-PERILLO because when I went to see my family in Avellino and I went to Prato La Sera, Perillo Tours, you know what they did? They got us there. They called Prato La Sera. They called Mayor Alfiero. They called the mayor and said, Joe's coming to town, and Steve Perillo meticulously, personally, and Linda and Janice and Deanna took care of that. I am so indebted to them for that. That was so classy. And then they took us to the Antico Castello. They took us to another vineyard right after that. There's nobody better than Perillo. When you want to go to Italy, you want to go to Hawaii, you want to go to Spain, wherever you want to go, you have to go in the Perillo style. I'm telling you what, very, very grateful to Steve for doing such a great job. And I suggest that you call 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O, 888-PERILLO, or check it out here, please, PerilloTours.com.
You'll do it right to protect your home and family. Lowe's is here to help with trusted brands to give you the peace of mind you're looking for. Now get $10 off a First Alert 10-year battery smoke and carbon monoxide alarm with voice and location for just $49.97. Plus, pick up a Ring Alarm Security Kit and get a First Alert Smoke and Carbon Monoxide Combination Alarm with Z-Wave compatibility for free. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Valid through 10/9. Ring Alarm offer available in select stores and online. U.S. only.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Today's the day. 3 o'clock's the time. Bobby Vann's, 230 Park Avenue at 46th Street, the place. What is it? Dining Out Dialogues. Kevin McCullough, AJ Katsimatidis, Donald Trump, Kimberly Guilfoyle, Nicole Malliotakis, Shel Farley, and others. Join us starting at 3.
Listen to Hone Conti Perino's Risk Radio Network podcast for real deal conversations between F. Michael Conti and Michael Honig, partners of Hone Conti Perino Insurance Agency. They tell it like they see it when it comes to business, and there isn't much they haven't seen. Only on the Risk Radio Network podcast.
Joe Piscopo telling you about Balance of Nature. Thank goodness for Balance of Nature, keeping me going. 100% whole food, plants, fruits, and vegetables in capsule form. And when I went to the Wellness Center yesterday, I told, do you ever try Balance of Nature? They go, we have heard about Balance of Nature. I said, Balance of Nature is great. It's along the lines of what you do. It's very holistic. Douglas Howard is a medical doctor, but he understands the holistic approach to making your body better. And when he takes Balance of Nature and he puts fruits and vegetables in a capsule form, in a vegetarian capsule, that is antioxidants. That's as good as it gets, is as pure as it gets, with tens of thousands of vital nutrients. And you take Balance of Nature, and that Balance of Nature will fight the free radicals in your body. I could never. This last 2 months have been the busiest of my life. And I had Balance of Nature. I kept very, very strict regimen with Balance of Nature. And it works great, and it will work for you as well. We want you to experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. So we're giving you 35% off, 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. The offer is going to end, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. Here's the number, 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go please to balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the Smart Way to Buy. .com studios.
All right, it's Joe Piscopo, 744. Al's putting that music on for me because it is All Saints Day, and I am a man of the Lord and proud to be. Pastor Paula White is the personal minister and spiritual advisor to President Donald J. Trump. She has a great new book. It's called Something Greater, Finding Triumph Over Tragedy. Pastor White, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
It's so good to be with you, Joe. Good morning.
And, you know, our dear friend, our mutual friend, Mark Serrano, has been telling me how great you are for the longest time. It's so great that we finally got you on the air. How are you? How are things? How is the president's spirituality these days, Pastor White?
Mark is an amazing good friend. You know, I am doing very well. I was just with the president on Tuesday with about 25 pastors, ministers up with us. We were doing working meetings and went over to the Roosevelt Room, spent about 40-something minutes with the president, and we were praying over him and praying for the nation. And here our president is, of course, going through this craziness, and we're praying for the nation. He's strong, he's resilient, he has amazing fortitude, and of course, I have known him for 18 years and served as this role of pastor and spiritual advisor. People think, how did this happen? You know, he was watching Christian television, called me out of the blue. I tell so many stories about the man, the father, the husband, but I really want people to understand, you know, keep praying. We keep working. We put faith with our works with our faith, of course, but he's doing well, especially considering all the situation circumstances.
Yeah, you know, Pastor White, you want to pray for the Nancy Pelosi and the Schiff and all these characters, because it's all a false narrative that they're spewing out of the House of Representatives. They should be, in a good Christian way, might I suggest, they should be helping the homeless, helping the fires in California. That's their home state. Instead, they're in a very evil way going after this president. And when I saw him a week before last, Pastor White, the president at the White House for the Italian American celebration, he's not even breathing. Heavy, is he? He's not even breaking a sweat through all this, is he?
You know, he's not. I mean, he continues to work tirelessly on accomplishing great things that he was set in office for, working on behalf of the American people. I mean, when we were there Tuesday, they had a huge meeting for sex trafficking and human trafficking, and also with meeting with Labor Secretary Pompeo. And literally, what they have done with just human trafficking, if we start talking about, you know, all of its accomplishments, religious liberties, most pro-life, you know, the jobs that have been created, 6.5 million jobs, the average American, $1,400 more in their paycheck. Not just first step with prison reform, second step now with prison reform, $6 billion towards the opioid crisis, $73 billion on VA with our great vets. He's such a patriot. I mean, he just works tirelessly. When I see him just back-to-back-to-back meetings and going out there rally after rally. Now people say, well, how many rallies has he done since this? We're close to over 600 rallies. He loves being wow. with American
people. Wow.
I mean, he's non-stop. Doubled the, you know, child tax credit. I mean, prescription drug prices fallen the first time for 46 years. Saving Americans over $26 billion. And you're right. I mean, this impeachment sham that's operated in secret, depriving our president the due process rights and titles to every American citizen. You know, it's really a sad state of affairs when the obsession is on the Democratic side just to do anything to stop our president. But I feel this, and it was said in this meeting we were in, one of the pastors said, sir, they're not trying to impeach you. They're impeaching us. They're impeaching yeah. everything that, you know, and that's what it's about. We still, Joe, let's pray that we continue to live in a democracy where every 4 years our democracy means we vote. The people voted for President Trump. The people stand
yeah.
with
yeah.
him for what
yeah.
he's done. And that's not, you know, it's not just him they're attacking. It's us, our vote, what we've done, what he's doing. Promise made, promise kept.
Yeah, amen. Paul, I see it was announced yesterday that you're joining the White House in the Office of Public Liaison. Congratulations on that. What's your role in that regard?
You know, we've been working on this for years, and an opportunity was something that I was able to have a great part of kind of designing and help put together, even as he became president-elect and as it rolled out, was a position there that I'd been embedding for, and it finally came to pass, and that's an SGE role that I will work with, overseeing the Faith Initiative and Opportunity. It's in the Office of Public Liaison is where that is based out of. And, of course, I work with the president, and every agency has a president not only brought back the faith-based office to the White House, but he appointed not in just each department a faith director, but in every agency someone had to represent. That's how much he understands and cares about religious liberties and things of faith, removing regulations that have just been put there by previous administrations that really inhibited and limited people yeah. of all faith. I mean, he's yeah. been able to do so much. What he passed in DOJ that even Bush could not get past, that people of all faith could recognize their high holy days, have time to worship freely, and not be punished for that.
It's your Pastor Paula White. The name of the book is Something Greater, Finding Triumph Over Tragedy. Pastor, I love this title. Before we let you go quickly, what are people going to learn from Something Greater, your new book?
Something Greater is not just my life story. It's really God's story through my life. They'll see the dark places. They'll see a little bit of everything. Of course, they'll get the stories about President Trump, but it's really the story of what God can do in a life, and it's all of our life. It's the story of what God does in humanity. It's the story of grace and mercy, redemption, restoration, hope and joy and peace. And I go through some, you know, rocky childhood, middle, it was much worse than the midlife crisis. Everything that could be shaken would be shaken, but only to see the power of God in our life help us overcome. So if you're looking for hope to overcome, land on your feet, see God work. Something greater is not necessarily a bigger house, bigger car, better job. Our portion is peace and joy and love and hope, redemption. And so no matter what season you're in, if you don't let go of God, God will never let go of you. And that's what Something Greater is about.
Amen. Pastor Paula White, the name of the book is Something Greater, Finding Triumph Over Tragedy. Hey, Godspeed, Pastor. Great to have you with us, Paula. And please come back soon, okay?
Thank you, Joe. I'd love to. Be blessed.
Thank you so much. You as well. Pastor Paula White right there. Joe Piscopo, 752. Debbie Duhame. Thinking of blessings, it's Debbie Duhame right there. St. Debbie of Duhame.
Yeah,
on
right,
All Saints
right.
Day. Right there. Checking out traffic for you. Good morning, Debbie.
Good morning, Joe. On this All Saints Day, alternate side parking rules suspended, metered rules in effect, downtown A&D trains delays with signal problems, LIRR 15-minute delay system-wide. Also delays on New Jersey Transit, Morris and Essex Line, a 30-minute delay. New Canaan Line of Metro North completely suspended with ongoing signal problems, LIE westbound at 110. It's an accident still being cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Dennis Prager always looks at things from a different angle.
I was speaking to my producer, and he asked the question, will Americans tire of the left's hysterias? I think that when you have hysteria that is national and mass, and it is, of course, repeated constantly, it has an impact.
The Dennis Prager Show, weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. .com. That's the Smart Way to Buy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable. Every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
All right, people are wondering what the number is for Dr. Ed Romano. It's right here at 973-285-5480. It's 973-285-5480. Ed Romano of Aesthetic Smiles of New Jersey, right there in Morristown. And again, you heard Ed just a couple minutes ago. It's so easy the way, if you want a new smile, brand new smile, I went through it. It was nothing. I used Novocaine. I didn't use any of the, you know, knock you out. But if you want to get knocked out, you can get knocked out. But it's so easy. If you want veneers, you know, veneers that make your smile sparkle, baby. How about implants that make you eat or feel better? Dr. Romano, again, like he said, over 20 years, more than 20 years ago, he was at the forefront of all of this new type of cosmetic dentistry. And it's easy to do. Now is the time to do it. Thank God you could do it nowadays. And Dr. Ed Romano is your guy. Again, it'll make you feel comfortable. Dr. Romano will. You'll go in. He's got a staff of folks with 30 years of experience. You go over to Aesthetic Smiles in New Jersey. It'll make your smile look, and you will feel so much better about yourself. You can go to AestheticSmilesNJ.com, AestheticSmilesNJ.com, or call Dr. Romano's office, 973-285-5480. Again, Dr. Ed Romano, 973-285-5480.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream? Catch up on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/AM970TheAnswer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Joe Lumberg is out there looking out for you weather-wise. Good morning, Joey. How you doing this morning, my friend? Everything okay?
Doing good this morning. Yeah, everything's okay. Just I'm keeping up with my balance of nature intake today.
Yeah, me too. You can feel it. You know, you keep pushing. And you just up that dosage, and the balance of nature is miraculous. How it just keeps everything, at bay. Hey, and the balance of nature, the allergy report is good today. Yes.
It's good today. It's good. Everything's nice and low, and it should stay that way through the weekend. Sunshine, windy today, probably in the upper 50s, low 50s tomorrow and Sunday with sunshine. A cold but dry weekend.
Oh, that's not so bad. And yesterday you were right on the money. Trick-or-treat time went pretty good.
Yeah.
A little windy, but the rain went away, so the kids got out there, so that was good. Joey, what are you doing this weekend? You're doing 240 miles or something on your bike? Come on.
No, nothing like that. Going to do about 50 tomorrow, so we're going to take it easy this weekend.
You're the best. You make me feel like such a... I'm a wuss. 50, oh, Lord.
Come on, let's step up to the plate. Come on, Joe, let's do it.
I'll go with you. One day I'll go with you, you know?
I'm up for it.
Joe, you heard I got Speedos for Al Gattulo, right? In your name?
Yes,
I bought them.
In
Italy, I got them because you wear Speedos when you go in the water. So Al
I'm not wearing them.
I love it. It's great. Joey, we love you. We love you,
pictures.
Joe Lumberg.
We want Thank pictures. You.
All right. Oh, yes. I'll get to it. The AM 970, the answer calendar. With yeah, with Al Gattulo and his Speedos.
Blacked out.
Jeffrey Lyons is going to join us. Mike Gallagher is going to join us. Councilman Joe Borelli and Daphne Barak. And you as well at 877-970-2999. It's a Friday.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
47 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New York City is building a new pre-K facility in Queens aimed at introducing the city's youngest students to STEAM education. Mayor de Blasio says the 306-seat state-of-the-art center will offer free full-day education focusing on science, technology, engineering, art, and math. Research shows that STEAM learning is most effective when taught to young children. It's the city's first facility of this kind. It's the city's first facility of this kind. Thank you, Frank. It'll be built in Flushing Meadows Corona Park with 17 classrooms, 2 exercise rooms, and an outdoor playground. I had another story, but I ran out of time. In sports, Thursday night football, 49ers over the Cardinals, 28-25. You now know what's going on. I'm the dope Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.